News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I'm going to reiterate something I said earlier in the show. Coming up on March the 10th, just a mere 3 weeks away, March the 10th at Burritt on the Mountain in Huntsville. That's the evening of March the 10th, starting at 6 p.m. There is an Alabama Policy Institute dinner, and I will be the keynote speaker at that, and would love to have any of my Right Side ruffians in this audience come and be there that night. Now, you got to have a ticket, but we've got a special right now for Right Side listeners. So not everybody around the state who's buying tickets is getting this one. You get to be a listener to the show. If you go to the website, rightsideradio.org, there's a place on there where you can click on it to get information and buy tickets for the API event, the Policy Institute event at Burritt on the Mountain, March the 10th. And if you type in the promo code RIGHTSIDE, that's the kicker here, y'all. Type in the promo code RIGHTSIDE, it cuts your ticket price in half. Love to have you there. Love to meet some of my Right Side ruffians in person. I'll be there. Copper will be there. Birdman will be there. Folks from the Alabama Policy Institute will be there. I imagine there'll be some politicians there and just generally good, solid conservative folks who want to come out and hear what's going on and get, you know, an opportunity to meet some of the folks that you hear about on the radio all the time. So yeah, March the 10th. And if you want to come, we'd love to have you. Get your ticket at rightsideradio.org. Use the promo code RIGHTSIDE. All right, listen, I'm going to jump off the triple dipper for a minute. I got the perfect opportunity here right now to tell you about something that happened this morning. So many of y'all are aware in this audience, and by the way, I know who I'm talking to right now. I got a bunch of Second Amendment friendly people in this audience, a bunch of gun-toting Right Side ruffians in this audience. At the very least, you believe in the right to bear arms. Just this morning, I got a call, and I won't reveal my source, but I got a call from a senior person in the State House who let me know that the constitutional carry bill that's been going through the legislature was having some problems. Now, you may be familiar with this. Let me back you up on it. Constitutional carry is the sort of the name given to the idea that you should be allowed to have your firearms with you, concealed or not, without a permit. Now, Alabama's already an open carry state. If you're going to cross lines, border, you know, state lines to another state, you may have to have a permit because their laws are different than our laws. But nonetheless, right now in Alabama, to carry concealed, you have to pay your local sheriff for a permit. Prices vary across the state. $20, $40, $10, whatever it is, you're paying what some would say is you're paying for your constitutional rights. Not supposed to be that way. It's a money-making opportunity for local sheriffs. And I, by the way, I get that to some degree because my local sheriff, I buy my permit so that I can carry no matter where I am, here or abroad. But I look on the back of the card to see what other states recognize Alabama's carry permit. But I pay it, and I know they use it for, you know, funding deputies' body armor and equipment and stuff like that, and I get it. But nonetheless, I think the time has finally come that we need to see that gone. And we've dealt with this in the legislature quite often. Well, this morning I got a call that said the constitutional carry bill, which was endorsed at the beginning of this session by the House Republican Caucus. It was one of their platform issues. They said, this is the year we're passing constitutional carry. We're in. Well, they've gotten so much heat from the sheriffs and from the County Commission Association. So the Sheriff's Association and the County Commissions Association have teamed up with the most liberal gun control groups in the state of Alabama. Can you imagine? You go ask your sheriff, because I know a bunch of y'all know your sheriffs. Go ask your sheriff, why is your association teaming up with liberal anti-Second Amendment groups? Well, you know, strange bedfellows, but there it is. And they have been. They've been fighting it. Well, they came out hard in the last few days. I mean, just berating lawmakers. So this morning, here's the tip that I got, the breaking news. Stories are being generated on it right now. But this morning, apparently, behind closed doors, the House Republican Caucus was having a caucus meeting, and there was a sizable faction within the caucus meeting that was demanding that the Republican caucus recant its position on that bill. I have never heard of a caucus agenda item being recanted, especially when it includes a constitutional freedom. Unheard of. Clearly an indication that there are troubles within the Republican supermajority in Montgomery when it comes to serious issues, even things like constitutional freedoms. And so they had this closed-door meeting this morning. Now, here's the bottom line. The person on the inside gave me the information, gave me the word later on that the arguments that ensued were pretty vociferous and that they chose not to change their position. In other words, they chose not to even take a vote on it. They walked out the door with the position still intact. Then they had to go to committee. The bill was going to come out of committee today, hopefully. There was some concern whether they'd even get it out of committee because of the opposition and the weakness among the members of the body. The bill did come out of committee. It received what's called a favorable report from committee. We will see now whether Speaker McCutcheon and the Rules Committee Chairman will put it on the agenda potentially as early as tomorrow. But what I'm saying to you right now is they still have to get it past the debate, and now they're concerned, the advocates, the proponents of the bill are concerned that the amount of pushback they're getting and the weak-kneed Republicans who are scared of opposing the Sheriff's Association who are partnering with the liberal gun control activists, they're not sure they can get enough votes to kill the debate, to cloture debate and move to a final vote. It's going to be interesting, y'all. It's going to be very interesting. But that is your Second Amendment being debated in your state legislature as to whether you should have to pay for a gun permit, which was their caucus position, their House agenda position, and now they're fighting behind closed doors, apparently, as to whether they're going to even pursue it any further. That's just unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. All right, turn the music down a second, Copper. So here's the bottom line. Folks, coming up next, you're going to want to hear this interview. Shima Rizzo is a local citizen who is now, among others, suing the Madison City Schools regarding mask mandates. She's calling in a few minutes, and we'll talk to her and see what's going on. Stay tuned. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Thanks, Copper. Kick it back up.